With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump hailing the ceasefire deal he brokered between Israel and Hamas as the end of the war in Gaza comes about, and now the start of rebuilding the region. Meeting later in Egypt with a number of foreign leaders, he said, "I think we have done a lot of the hardest part because the rest comes together." Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be coming into the United States later in the week for talks with President Trump, that on the potential U.S. provision of long-range weapons. House Speaker Mike Johnson predicting the government shutdown may be the longest one in history eventually, saying we won't negotiate with Democrats until they hit pause on their health care demands.
You've heard Chuck Schumer say breathlessly, I just want the four leaders to get in a back room and make a deal. We're not doing that. We're not doing that anymore. We're getting back to regular order, and it's infuriating that that's what he continues to demand.
Johnson says the Democrats must reopen the government.
We're barreling toward one of the longest shutdowns in American history unless Democrats drop their partisan demands and pass a clean, no-strings-attached budget to reopen the government and pay our federal workers.
SpaceX launching yet another of its mammoth Starship rockets on a test flight.
The 403-foot Starship thundered into the evening sky Monday from Texas. The booster peeled away and made a controlled entry into the Gulf of America as planned. The spacecraft itself skimmed space before descending into the Indian Ocean. This launch was similar to the previous successful test flight in August, following a string of failures.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Now, SpaceX chief Elon Musk intends to use Starship to send people to Mars. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is quitting the ECFA.
The leader of Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says he's withdrawing those ministries from the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. That organization recently announced that in addition to reporting on a ministry's spending habits, it will require a detailed plan of support for each ministry's leader in an effort to avoid scandals. Graham says that takes the ECFA outside its traditional role and is too invasive. Michael Harrington reporting.
Counterterrorism police in Britain say the assailant in this month's attack on a synagogue in Manchester that left two people dead had pledged allegiance to ISIS. The attacker, Jihad al-Shami, called emergency dispatchers during his attack October 2nd to pledge his allegiance to the Muslim terrorist group. Al-Shami was later shot dead by police. This is SRN News. Yet another state is taking up remapping efforts.
The announcement by North Carolina Republican legislative leaders comes amid a nationwide redistricting battle. Leaders say they will vote next week on redrawing the state's U.S. House district map with the likely aim of securing another GOP seat within already right-leaning boundaries. The plan comes during an emerging mid-decade battle nationally between Republicans and Democrats. They're looking for advantages in the way U.S. House districts are drawn in several states for the 2026 session. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In Texas, camp owners asking the state health agency to give them more time to comply with costly new safety requirements implemented after the July flood that killed 27 campers and counselors. A proposal would raise the initial licensing fee for a large overnight camp from $750 to $11,000. More details at srnnews.com.